Wednesday, 5 p.m. Hi, everybody. Weird being dark out this early, but time for American Hit Radio nonetheless. I feel
time
like
time to move closer to the equator.
Yeah, I like it better when it gets dark at 9 o'clock. This is very strange. I don't even really have much of a memory of coming here and doing this show in the dark. I don't know why. I mean, I'm blanking out. I've been doing this for 15 years now. You'd think that I'd have some recollection. That's what happens as you get old. Well, I announced last week that I was going to do a show, a live show today, bringing in a good friend of mine, a very talented friend of mine, named Alan Santariello. We were going to do a, basically he's got a CD coming out, and it's excellent, it's really good. It's his first CD, it's called Pros and Cons, which is, I kind of like, the title is really cute because he's the type of guy that always wears Converse sneakers, always. So it was sort of a pun on that because he brought in like some of his friends, like some of the best players that he knows. I was lucky enough to be one of them. So he called the Pros and Cons, figuring that he got the pros to make his album, help him make his album, and you know the cons, which are on his feet. And he's a good writer, very diverse and eclectic. And we were going to be doing this today because he has a live show tomorrow at the Patchogue Theater. At about 8 p.m. In fact, if you're free, I'd recommend anybody if you...
In the lobby.
Get your way down to the Patchogue Theater in the lobby and to see Alan because he's something else. But he's such a gentleman. He called me up yesterday when he heard the news about Alan Toussaint's passing. And he knew that I had an affinity for Alan Toussaint. Of course, with his connection to New Orleans, and figured that I would probably want to do something in that direction. So he said, listen, you know, we'll do our live show after this Wednesday. We don't have to do it now. So I think it was very kind of Alan to do that. So he'll be coming in maybe in about 2 weeks' time, which leaves me free to do something that I hate to do, because tribute shows usually mean that you've lost somebody who you love and care for, and that's what the case is here. Alan Toussaint, it's such a sad thing. If you're somebody who's ever been to New Orleans, you might have a better understanding of why this is so sad to anybody familiar with that city. If you're from there, I don't have to tell you. If you just visited it, you probably know. Alan is, you know, it was ubiquitous. He was the type of guy that you could see just all over the city at any time. He was one of the most accessible human beings.
Approachable.
Famous
well.
People you could possibly imagine. He was just there. I personally met him six times, I think. Probably, you know, thereabouts, you know, but... You'd just be walking down the street, and there he would be walking the other way. And he'd be more than happy to stop and talk with you for a little bit, to chat. You'd always see him when that happens. It was always a matter of other people lining up, tourists asking him to sign things or to shake his hand. And I never once saw him be anything but gracious.
Always.
Every single time. I've never seen him without a suit and a tie either, ever.
Impeccable.
Always. You know, dressed. He's a true gentleman in every sense of the word. And... In the city of New Orleans, I don't think that there's another person who would have been better qualified to call the ambassador of the city. He did so much.
After Louis Armstrong.
Yeah, I mean, really, he's the face of the city. Since Louis Armstrong and Professor Longhair, I mean, you know, Alan was it. Alan was the guy. And the fact that he was so accessible is what really makes it more painful. And if you got to know his music, that makes it doubly so again. Because he had so much going on. He was so busy with what he had done. He was a producer. He was a songwriter. He was an arranger. He was a session piano player,
amazing,
a solo
vibrant
artist.
Vibrant life.
Yeah, he did all of this stuff. I mean, I decided for today's show, I'm going to focus on songs that he has written rather than, just on production alone, we could fill about 2 weeks. Of hits, because he's
prolific.
Really, well, he's produced so many different people. But if that's I stick it. To songwriting, his actual hits, I still have way more than I can squeeze into a show. But we'll do what we can. Let's as a tribute.
Let's do
to,
what we can.
Yeah, there you go. I want to do a bit of a medley of some of his older hits first, some of the things that go back to late 50s, early 60s when he first came up. He was working on a label called Minute Records, and that is what really kind of like helped make him. A lot of the artists that were on Minute were responsible for Alan basically getting a lot of work, and a lot of them were performers who needed a good songwriter. Alan was able to do, you know, not only write great songs for them, but he was able to provide them with all of the arrangements. He wrote the horn charts and everything else for
Incredible.
These guys, and gave careers to people like Jesse Hill, like Ernie K. Doe, like Lee Dorsey. All of these people, you know, they are very, very deeply indebted.
Oh, yeah, they're beholden to him.
To Alan. And here's why. Let's just hear a bunch of hits. We'll just let a few go by here. This is for you, Alan. It's such a shame. Dead at 77. Died yesterday in Spain, immediately after performing live. So if there's any good news at all, it's that this it happened relatively quickly, and it happened after he was doing the type of thing that he spent his life promoting and enjoying, which was his music. So here's some of his tunes.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to slip down. Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to slip down.
5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Daddy, working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Close our nickel in the morning, hauling coal by the ton. But when Saturday rolls around, I'm too tired for having fun.
Too tired for having, I'm just working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Daddy, working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Daddy, working in a coal mine, going down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Close our nickel in the morning, hauling coal by the ton. But when Saturday rolls around, I'm too tired for having fun.
Too tired for having, I'm just working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Went to a fortune teller, had my fortune read. I didn't know what to tell her. I had a dizzy feeling in my head. Then she took a look at my palm. She said, "Sonny, you feel kinda warm." She looked into a crystal ball and said, "You're in love." I said, "How could that be so? I'm not tight with none of the girls I know." She said, "When the next sun arrives, you be looking up in her eyes." Oh, looking forward to my big surprise. The next day I discovered all that the fortune teller told me a lie. I hurried back down to that woman, mad as I could be. I told her I didn't see nobody, why she made a fool of me. Then something struck me, as if it came from up above. While looking at the fortune teller, I fell in love. Now I'm a happy fella, I'm married to the fortune teller. We're happy as we can be, and now I get my fortune told for free.
She worried me so.
Mother-in-law,
if she leave us alone, oh, we would have a happy home. Sent from down below.
Mother-in-law,
Satan shouldn't be her name. To me, they're about the same.
Mother-in-law,
mother-in-law. Every time I open my mouth, steps in right to put me out. How could she stoop so low?
Mother-in-law,
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 mother-in-law.
Enough that about a few years back we lost Ernie K. Doe.
I know.
And now we lost the man who wrote the song for Ernie. That's
mother-in-law. I wonder if he was thinking of Antoinette when he wrote that song.
Antoinette is Ernie K. Doe's wife. While Ernie was alive, Antoinette was running something called the Mother-in-Law Lounge, which was a must-see destination in New Orleans when it was open, when they were running it, when they were both alive. You'd go in and you'd see Ernie performing in the back room, sometimes singing along just to records.
Right.
Sometimes with a live act. Always something pretty remarkable going on at the Mother-in-Law Lounge. And we lost Ernie, though, like I said, a few years back. The Mother-in-Law Lounge tried to hang on for a while, but you know, Antoinette was gone, and now it's the institution of the Mother-in-Law Lounge is no longer there. And now we lose the institution that is the heart and soul of New Orleans music from the 60s, Alan Toussaint. Right there we heard Lee Dorsey, Benny Spillman, and Ernie K. Doe all performing songs that were huge hits. They sound like oldies, maybe up here in New Orleans. Those songs never got old. They never went away. They're the type of things that you could hear on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah, it's ubiquitous.
Literally, on a daily basis. If you walked into a bar, pretty much anywhere, say, in the French Quarter, chances are really good that those are going to be the songs that are going to be playing. Either the live band's going to be going there or the jukebox has got those songs on them. And it's going to stay that way for a very, very, very long time. Because that's, you know, Allen just is that important to the city of New Orleans and really to American culture in general as a result. Let's play a few more from the same pretty much. We'll dig a little bit deeper for a few more oldies from the earlier years of Alan Toussaint's writing. He sometimes would write under the name Naomi Neville, which confused a lot of people. You'd look at a lot of songs and you'd see the name Neville on it. And I think that that meant that a lot of people were thinking, oh, it's, you know, from the Neville family, like the Neville brothers. Somebody wrote all these songs.
Right.
It's not the case. It was Alan Toussaint who wrote them. His mother's maiden name was Neville. And he just basically credited her with his songwriting, I guess, to, you know, basically spreading it out to for whatever reason. But a lot of his songs were under the nom de plume of Naomi Neville.
Interesting.
So just because you see that, don't think that that's not him who wrote it, because it is. Here's a few more then. Let's start with another Lee Dorsey tune called Ride Your Pony.
Won't you come on home?
Won't you come back home?
Oh, won't you come back? I'm crazy about you, can't do without you. Oh, won't you come on home? Lipstick traces on a cigarette. Every memory lingers with me yet. I've got it bad, like I told you before. I'm so in love with you, don't leave me no more. Got it bad, like I told you before. I'm so in love with you, don't leave me no more.
There with those three songs, you hear the range of Alan Toussaint and what he was doing. I mean, he was great with fun party music, but he was also incredibly good at writing beautiful love songs and things that were in between. Like that was pretty much exactly what that segue was. We heard Ride Your Pony, obviously a totally fun dance number, innocuous, but just great fun.
Yes.
Lipstick Traces on a Cigarette, which is romantic, but also a little bit fun, and then Ruler of My Heart, an amazingly beautiful sad song that was later co-opted by Otis Redding, just changed the words a little bit to Pain in My Heart.
Right.
Pretty much essentially the same song, but originally performed by Irma Thomas there. And I can honestly say I can't think of anybody else whose music does a better job of evoking the atmosphere of New Orleans as much as Alan. I mean, I don't think there's anybody. I mean, you could claim perhaps Louis Armstrong. You could claim perhaps Professor Longhair, who are both hugely influential and figureheads that are deities in New Orleans, literally deities. But the fact of the matter is that if in the year 2015, actually in the past 50 years, the music that you would hear the most with the most regularity was stuff that was written by Allen. It was this stuff. This is the stuff that you'd be hearing on a daily basis all the time. You'd catch some Lewis every now and then. You'd catch some Professor Longhair, of course, especially around Mardi Gras time. But Allen was there all the time, always.
Day in, day out.
Right. And Irma Thomas, like, really is another one who's very, you know, indebted to him, because so much of, you know, her career basically came about because of songs that he supplied for her. Not only Ruler of My Heart, but this gorgeous song as well. One of my favorite songs of Allen's by anywhere. And perhaps my favorite Irma Thomas song as well. It's called It's Raining.
It's raining so hard. Look like it's gonna rain all night. And this is the time I'd love to be holding you tight. But I guess I'll have to accept the fact that you're not here. I wish the night would hurry up and end, my dear. It's raining so hard. It's really coming down. Sitting by my window, watching the rain fall to the ground. This is the time I'd love to be holding you tight. I guess I'll just go crazy tonight. It's raining so hard, brings back memories of the time when you were here with me. Counting every drop, about to blow my top. I wish this rain would hurry up and stop. I've got the blues so bad I can hardly catch my breath. The harder it rains, the worse it gets. This is the time I love to be holding you tight. I guess I'll just go crazy tonight.
Next to mine gets me excited, makes me feel fine. The touch of your hand, your sweet hello, the fire inside you when you're holding me close. Your started to cry. I've got it bad. That made you mine.
touch of your lips next to mine gets me excited, makes me feel fine. The touch of your hand, your sweet hello, the fire inside you when you're holding me close. Your love so warm and tender, the thrill is so divine. It is all these things that make you
Oh, Alan, we are so going to miss you. I'm telling you, it's really going to be, it's not going to be the same.
It's not.
Walking down around the city of New Orleans and not seeing Alan Toussaint. So much has changed. So many people have been lost since, even before Katrina. But this is, it's been a travesty since what's happened in terms of like the talent pool and how they're beginning to fade away. And it's really just not the same type of people there to replace them. It's just... It's the end of an era, and with Alan lost, I mean, it really does. This just, I guess, seals it up. It's just going to be really, it's really sad that he's gone. I mean, he had a good life. He lived to be 77 years old, not exactly old, but he looked great. He was one of those guys that never aged. You'd see him, and he always seemed like he was more or less exactly the way he looked 30
always.
Years ago, you know, just the way that he was. Now, we just played a bunch of his older hits. There were more, but there's such a diversity to his career. He was a very eclectic person, you know, musically. He had an awful lot to do with some instrumental songs. I mean, he started as a horn arranger. That's what one of the first things that he did as a kid was starting to write out ideas for horn charts. And that's how he eventually got some of his first work. Some of those songs became instrumental hits. One of them became a huge hit for Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. It eventually became the theme song for The Dating Game. Now, let's hear some of his instrumental hits, starting with this one called Whipped Cream.
We'll be right back.
Great to hear that again.
Wow, yeah.
Al Hurt with Java. That was a number one hit back in the day. And Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass before that with their version of Whipped Cream. Goes good with Java. both of those songs written by Alan Toussaint, who I am so sad to say that we lost yesterday. Hit me like a ton of bricks when I heard it. I'm just like, oh, please, really? Just wouldn't have, you know, Alan just looked too healthy to imagine that would have been the case. But heart attack after performing live, actually then on the way to the hospital had a second heart attack, and I believe that's the one that he was not able to recover from. Now, a while back, you know, we do this thing, the New York Roots Music Association, NIRMA, and it was a few years ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, we did a tribute to Alan Toussaint.
Yeah, that was great.
That was one of my favorite musical events of my life that I had organized. We've done so many of these shows that we've probably done about maybe, I don't know, 30 or 40 different NIRMA shows by now. But that one stands out in my mind as if I could pick one to step back and see and, you know, and watch it again. Mm-hmm. So I'd, you know, rather to relive it or to be able to like view it, that would be the one that I would pick.
Absolutely.
Because there was so many great things about it. There was such a variety. I mean, Alan's music, as you can see, there's a lot of diversity.
Oh.
And we had such great talent on the stage that day. Some of my favorite singers were involved and some of my favorite players were involved. We had a great rhythm section. We had a great horn section. We were able to do that song, Java, and the horns were great. I'm just thinking on so many levels that show worked. And I don't know, maybe we'll have to revisit it as a tribute to Alan one of these days. We'll get back to it. Now, what I don't have enough time to do, and of course I wish that I could, is to play full versions of all of the people who have covered his songs, who have, you know, played his material, whether he produced it or not. And there's a lot of people that had significant hits in their career or songs that more or less define them as an artist. And they were all basically written by Alan Toussaint. So I'm going to have a series here of about 7 or 8 songs that were made famous, usually in the 70s or the 80s, that are attributable to Alan as the primary songwriter. We'll start with a version of a song that was written by Alan that became a big hit for Mr. Glen Campbell, and then we'll move on from there.
From a whisper in the wind to a loud, loud scream, a message came that I'd lost you. All to the warmth of another woman. For heaven's sake, babe, I'm begging you, just don't leave me. Mm-mm. I've seen more tears fall from your eyes than all the showers of April. Took kindness for granted, as if it came with the wallpaper. Love, so inconsiderate of how much you care. For some stupid reason, I just thought you had to be there. Oh, my love. Oh, my love.
Thank you. was going down. And the pimp on the corner looks like the sharpest cat in town. Jungle rule, can't be no fool. Might get caught by the hook of a crook. Hard time for cool. Look out, Jake, what you say, what you carrying, brother. I hope you're clean, cause the man is mean. Oh, don't come another further. We all know the answer, we'll come out in time. I might even carry some of your load right along with mine. Thank you, man, Mr. Flea, cause I must be Hercules.
Got a story to tell while this is playing, because I think it covers a lot about Alan, and it's a little personal accounting. Now, I would say I'm a tourist when I'm in New Orleans. I've never lived there. Heidi, of course, has for a huge part of her life. But for me going down there, if I'm down there maybe 14 or 15 days out of a year on average, it's a lot. And yet, in that even under those like very limited circumstances, I've personally bumped into Alan Toussaint at least a half dozen times, basically to meet him, stop, talk, chat, shake his hand. Very simple. People always getting their pictures taken with them. When we heard this about Alan passing, I got to tell you, it's remarkable. On Facebook, I must have seen something like 20 or 30 of our friends posting
their pictures of themselves with him. Yes.
Of them basically bumping into Alan and taking that picture with him, because he was ubiquitous. Everybody did it. Now, after Katrina had hit, Alan was funny. He said that, in a rather ironic way. Katrina was the best booking agent he ever had, because you got so much work because of it in the wake of the storm, as a national star. But he had made an album with Elvis Costello in the wake of Katrina. And in the year 2005, they were playing a jazz fest on a Saturday. It happened to be the exact same Saturday that Heidi and I were getting married. And we were getting married at about 7 o'clock on the riverboat. And Alan's show at Jazz Fest was taking place at about 4 o'clock. So I'm cutting it really close here. But I really wanted to see Alan do his show with Elvis Costello.
Meanwhile, I was getting my hair and makeup done.
Right. You
cut out to Jazz Fest.
Put away, you're getting all prettified, and me, I'm sitting there in my, basically in the mud and the dust and my t-shirt and jeans, basically watching Alan Toussaint and Elvis Costello play. And the show ended at about 5. So I'm in a rush now. I got to book it back to get myself cleaned up to get married. And as I'm walking, I go out an exit that I don't normally leave by.
Mystery Street.
And as I'm walking, a car pulls up beside of me. A gold Rolls Royce is what it is. And I'm standing on the corner waiting for the light to change. And this gold Rolls Royce pulls up next to me, stops, waiting at for the same light as me. And the window goes down on the passenger side. And I just look over and I look in, and there's Alan Toussaint behind the wheel of this gold Rolls Royce. And he leans over and he says to me, "Hey, did you see the show?" I'm like, "What?" Like, really? He just singled me out of the blue. I guess it was just a matter of basically, trying to get a feel for it. And so when I said, "Yeah, I did," he's like, "How do you think it went? Did it go okay?" And I'm like, I'm still dumbfounded to this day that Alan would be that sort. That's just his personality in a nutshell. That's just what he was like. He was a mingler. He was a mixer. He liked to basically talk to people, hear about people, hang out with people. And it mattered to him if I had something to say that might have been one way or the other about his show. He really wanted to know that I enjoyed his new material, and it was important to him. And I just think that it's just a beautiful story. It says so much about him, and I felt so lucky to just be standing on that corner at that time. It was just a tiny little incident, but it mattered, and it was a beautiful moment. It says a lot to me about Alan. I'm going to end the show by letting Alan sing one of his own songs, a beautiful song that I think pretty much conveyed how he lived his life. Basically, you know, it wasn't money that mattered. It was basically success comes from somewhere else. And Alan Toussaint might not have been the richest man in the world, although we did have that beautiful gold Rolls Royce. but he was rich in a million other ways as well. And that's how I'm planning on remembering him for the rest of my life. We'll leave you with this track from Alan Toussaint called What is Success? And once again, I'd also like to thank my other friend, Alan Santariello, for moving over to make room for Alan Toussaint. One Alan making room for another Alan. And if you can, please remember, if you've got free time tomorrow, you can see a great show tomorrow at the Patchogue Theater starting at 7:30. Alan Santariello will be there live in the lobby with promoting his album, Pros and Cons. Thanks again, everybody. Here's Alan Toussaint singing What is Success?
How does one decide that the methods he's using, they just won't jive? Truly believing and trying over and over again, living in hopes that someday he'll be in with the wind of wind. Should one change his mind and I jump the fence, oh Lord, for the dollar sign. It's a sad thing, it's a bad thing, but so necessary that this cold world force your values to become monetary.
Hello, everyone. It's Nils Lofgren. You're listening.